Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly bunts towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams scores. Philly moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Appling scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Frank Papish now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Papish. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Ray Boone pinch hits for Frank Papish. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Keltner scores. Hegan moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Mitchell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheeler hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing left field. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheeler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0-for-1 in the game. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Luke Easter. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Al Benton now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Benton, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.